Title: Employers Must Consider the ADA and Other Disability Laws When Confronted with a Pandemic. Content: Shepherd Mullen is committed to providing employers with updated information regarding the coronavirus/COVID-19 and its impact on the workplace, in light of the World Health Organization's WHO declaration this week that COVID-19 qualifies as a pandemic. It is more important than ever for employers to prepare and understand the various laws at issue. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, EEOC, issued guidelines in 2009 guidelines that were designed to help employers deal with H1N1. These guidelines address how employers can deal with the realities of a pandemic while complying with the requirements of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, significantly. The EEOC recently indicated that its 2009 guidelines remain relevant today in connection with the current pandemic. The 2009 guidelines include a discussion regarding disability-related inquiries, permissible medical examinations, direct threat issues, and reasonable accommodation obligations. The guidelines also include a helpful Q&A section. The guidelines address the following: May an ADA-covered employer send employees home if they display influenza-like symptoms during a pandemic? Yes. The CDC, Center for Disease Control, states that employees who become ill with symptoms of influenza-like illness at work during a pandemic should leave the workplace. Advising such workers to go home is not a disability-related action if the illness is akin to seasonal influenza or the coronavirus. Additionally, the action would be permitted under the ADA if the illness were serious enough to pose a direct threat. During a pandemic, how much information may an ADA-covered employer request from employees who report feeling ill at work or who call in sick? ADA-covered employers may ask such employees if they are experiencing influenza-like symptoms, such as fever or chills and a cough or sore throat. Employers must maintain all information about employee illness as a confidential medical record in compliance with the ADA. If pandemic influenza is like seasonal influenza or coronavirus, these inquiries are not disability-related. If pandemic influenza becomes severe, the inquiries, even if disability-related, are justified by a reasonable belief based on objective evidence that the severe form of pandemic influenza poses a direct threat. During a pandemic, may an ADA-covered employer take its employees' temperatures to determine whether they have a fever? Generally, measuring an employee's body temperature is a medical examination. If pandemic influenza symptoms become more severe than the seasonal flu or the coronavirus, or if pandemic influenza becomes widespread in the community as assessed by state or local health authorities or the CDC, then employers may measure employees' body temperature. When an employee returns from travel during a pandemic, must an employer wait until the employee develops influenza symptoms to ask questions about exposure to pandemic influenza during the trip? No, these would not be disability-related inquiries. If the CDC or state or local public health officials recommend that people who visit specified locations remain at home for several days until it is clear they do not have pandemic influenza symptoms, an employer may ask whether employees are returning from these locations, even if the travel was personal. During a pandemic, may an ADA-covered employer ask employees who do not have influenza symptoms to disclose whether they have a medical condition that the CDC says could make them especially vulnerable to influenza complications? No, if pandemic influenza is like seasonal influenza or the H1N1 virus in the spring-summer of 2009. Making disability-related inquiries or requiring medical examinations of employees without symptoms is prohibited by the ADA. However, under these conditions, employers should allow employees who experience flu-like symptoms to stay at home, which will benefit all employees, including those who may be at increased risk of developing complications. If an employee voluntarily discloses, without a disability-related inquiry, that he has a specific medical condition or disability that puts him or her at increased risk of influenza complications, the employer must keep this information confidential. The employer may ask him to describe the type of assistance he thinks will be